Welcome to the Everyman Sports Podcast, the show for fans, by fans. No former pros, no so-called experts, just real passionate fans. From outside on a porch to inside a living room, in the parking lot of a stadium to the dining room table, friends and families chat about their teams, their games, and what makes them cheer. This is Everyman Sports.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Everyman Sports. My name is Chad. I'm the owner-operator of this podcast. Our number is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. You can also find us on Twitter at Everyman Sports. It's just myself for this episode. It's August and vacation time. People are traveling around, all that stuff. So our usual guests aren't around, but I thought this would be a perfect opportunity to go through some of our messages we got on our phone number. Again, that's 626-427-7678. This first call comes from Detroit, Michigan. Let's listen.
Hey, Mr. Rivera, this is Sage Smiley calling for Quicken Loans. I'm calling to ensure you're able to take advantage of our exclusive options. Today's the perfect time for you to get back with me. My number is 313 or toll free 866 before speaking with you today.
Okay, obviously, not quite understanding what our show is about. However, Detroit, the phone call comes from Detroit, and that reminds me that the Mets just got off their interleague road trip, as it were, playing against the Yankees for two games in Yankee Stadium and then going up to Detroit for three games. As of this recording, August 11th, the Mets have not won back-to-back games since July 6th and 7th. Right around the All-Star break. As a Met fan, and as just any commentator can tell you, I know it says in the standings 2.5 games back of the wild card, but the season's over. It really is. As it were, the Mets would have to jump over at least a team or two. Because don't forget, the wild card is now, of course, the one-game playoff. You get the chance to play against another wild card team, which right now the Dodgers are leading it, and they're playing really well, even with Clayton Kershaw out, and he looks to be out, even though they haven't really said it. So there's the Dodgers, the Marlins, who have been playing really well. It's amazing if I were to tell you that Stanton would go on a very long. The first half, he would just be in such a slump. And they lost D. Gordon, their all-star second baseman, for 50 games because of PED use. You would not peg them as being in the wild card race, but there they are. So, the Mets, the season's over in that they'd have to jump through a lot, over a couple teams, to make it to the one-game playoff, which then they would have to win to just get into the playoffs technically. And with a team that has really one good pitcher, and that's DeGrom, Syndergaard has been struggling for quite some time, ever since the bone spurs. Same thing with Mats. They're pitching well, but they're not pitching the way they should be or the way they had been in the past. Bartolo Colon is doing very well, but he's still 40 years old, and he pitches to contact. And Logan Verrett, my goodness, I liked him at the beginning of the season, but as it's worn on, he's been a tough luck pitcher. He does well, but they just don't win for him. And that's the other problem. They just don't score runs. They got Jay Bruce, which was so exciting for them. You know, they pulled off a deal not equal to Cespedes previously. However, this was a big deal because, you know, Cespedes was a free agent when they got him in the trade with Detroit. Bruce, they still have for another year. Jay Bruce is with them for another year. Now, next year, and here's why the other reason why this season is over. Get ready for next season, 2017. First of all, Harvey should be back. Wheeler will definitely be back. None of this, he'll be back by the All-Star game. Oh, we had a setback. He won't be back till August. Oh, he won't even be back till September, whatever. So you'll have Wheeler starting fresh. Like, don't rush him back. Get him game ready, but don't rush him back. So you have Wheeler, potentially Harvey, Syndergaard with bone spurs removed, Mats with bone spurs removed, and DeGrom. So you've got your five pitchers that you've been touting for the last two, 3 years finally healthy. You can use Colon as a long man, as a sixth man, if you really want to, you know, ease it up on those the arms in the innings. If you want to do that, go to a six-man rotation. I don't care. Why not? It's going to happen eventually. There will be a six-man rotation in the major leagues full-time. You know, I know the Rockies kind of did it, but they did that out of the fact of their pitchers could only get through four innings before they started giving up mammoth home runs. But this one is, you know, just have it happen. So that's number one. Then Jay Bruce will be back. Now, Cespedes could be back. Cespedes, there's another reason why the season's over. He's injured, quad injury. You know, he had this issue earlier in the season, and now it's really flared up. They're not quite sure when he's going to be back. He's on the disabled list. He's done for, really. He could come back in September, but, you know, what's the point in the chase if they can't even win back-to-back games, if they can't score runs without him in the lineup? So Cespedes has a player option. He can come back to the team for, I think it's $24 million. Now, his whole thing is he wants more than that. However, he had a great season. First half of the season, unbelievable. All-star, starting, he was voted in as an all-star, starting in the outfield. Couldn't play because, lo and behold, an injury. What's new? And, you know, he wants more, but now he's injured with a quad injury. He's told the Mets that, you know, I don't want to play center. I know I said I'd play center field, but I don't want to play center field anymore. Hurts my quad. That's going to hurt his earnings. Also, he loves to play golf. And the big hullabaloo is that with this quad injury, he was still playing golf, which doesn't look good to the fans. And I'm sure it doesn't look good then to management. You know, there's a reason why Cespedes has been on four teams since he's been in the majors. I think he's been around for 10 years, something like that. When he come in 06. So, you know, here's a guy who has such power, you know, La Potencia, as his nickname. He is really, you know, a great power. He's got all five tools. He really is. He came into the league in 2012. Oh, so he's only been around for 5 years. I'm sorry, 10 years. Forget about it. He's been on four teams over the course of 5 years. There's a reason for that. He wears out his welcome to an extent. What he gives you might not be enough to, you know, overlap, you know, to ignore all the negatives. But the point is that he could possibly come back to the Mets if him and his agents don't think that they can make more than $24 million a year. He could come back. So that's an outfield of Jay Bruce and Yoenis Cespedes, with probably who knows in center field. They have so many outfielders. And then in the infield, David Wright might be back, might not be back. And then the other question is Neil Walker. Neil Walker is a free agent second baseman. They got him in the trade for John Neese, who came back to the Mets for pretty much a nobody. Well, Armando Bastardo. But I was happy to see him go, and I think a lot of Met fans were happy to see him go too. So here's a team that could really use that second baseman back in the Mets, really could use Neil Walker back. They're talking contract extension right now. So you have three big offensive pieces possibly for next year. Definitely one, maybe two, possibly three in Jay Bruce, Yoenis Cespedes, and Neil Walker. Plus those five pitchers I told you about. And then there's a lot of questions elsewhere. They almost traded Travis d'Arnaud for another catcher, Jonathan Lucroy, who went to Texas. A lot of moves, by the way. I know we haven't talked about it. A lot of moves during the trading deadline. The Yankees were big-time sellers. You know, we already talked about Aroldis Chapman going. Andrew Miller went to the Indians, so there's the back there. Bullpen's gone. They traded Beltran to the Rangers. And they also traded, Ivan Nova to the Pirates. Pirates did something weird. They traded their closer away, and then they also traded for a starter. So they're like, we're giving up, but not quite. We're behind in the standings, but we're still, because they can also contend next year. The Pirates can, And they want Neil Walker back too. Yeah, Neil Walker's interesting. He was born and raised in Pittsburgh, drafted by the Pittsburgh Pirates, played for the Pittsburgh Pirates. They traded him away to the Mets. He might go back or he might not. He might. It's pretty much down to the Pirates and the Mets. That's what it's looking like. So the Yankees also got rid of Ivanova, and they got no less than three prospects in each of those deals. So out of four players, they got about 12 players back. Some that are going to produce for them, they're going to want to hold on to and bring up in a couple years. And some they're just going to hold on to, package together, and trade off to get somebody else in a year or two. Because the Yankees aren't ready. They weren't ready this season. This is the first time they might go under 500 for the first time since like 92, 91, during those bad years at the early 90s. But they'll be ready in a couple years, which is kind of scary. But the Rangers made out like bandits. They got Beltran and Jonathan Lucroy. They're 7 games ahead in the West. They've got the second best record in baseball behind the Cubs, the best record in the American League. Right now, you have to call them the favorites, especially the way Cole Hamels has been pitching. Just a lot of things have been going their way. You know, Cleveland tried to get a couple players. They tried to get Lucroy. I think they even tried to get Beltran. The Indians strengthened up their bullpen, which might be the best thing. You know, and speaking of Detroit, they're trying to get back into the race, jump over Cleveland in the Central. That's a tight race. Detroit is down 3.5 games. They had a long winning streak. And then the Mets went in and just helped them along with that winning streak. So, all right, let's go to our next phone call. Our next phone call is coming to us from Phoenix, Arizona. So let's listen in.
Hi, Solomon. This is Fernando calling from Quicken Loans, number one online lender. The request you submitted online has been processed, and I can't wait to share the news with you. Please give me a call back, 9751, or toll free at 866. I look forward to working with you.
Okay, so again, somebody obviously who wasn't quite sure what this phone number is for. It's obviously for the Everyman Sports Podcast. That number, again, is 626-427-7678. That's 626-427-7678. Well, speaking of Phoenix, the Arizona Cardinals, one thing we forgot to acknowledge was the passing of NFL head coach, longtime NFL head coach, Dennis Green. He of the Bill Walsh coaching tree of the Minnesota Vikings for many years in the 90s. Very successful coach. Never got very far. Except for 1 year, 1990, I think it was 1998, the 1998 Minnesota Vikings that went, I think, 15-1, if I remember correctly. They were 15-1, went to the NFC Championship game where they lost on, Gary Anderson. I think it was Gary Anderson. Gary Anderson missing. He hadn't missed a field goal all year, and he missed a field goal. And that was tough. You know, if you believe in curses, I don't know what the Vikings are, but they just cannot kick field goals indoors, outdoors. Very difficult. You had last year in the playoffs, Blair Walsh missing pretty much a chip shot from very close. Yeah, the Minnesota Vikings in 1998 went 15-1. They scored a then record 556 points. Which was nearly 100 points more than it. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Which was 50 points more than the eventual Super Bowl champion Denver Broncos. The Vikings got surprised in that championship game by the Atlanta Falcons, who were no slouches that year, 14-2, but still. But unfortunately, Dennis Green will always be remembered for the Monday night game as the Arizona Cardinals head coach, where in the post game he had his famous tirade. We knew who they were, and we let them off the field. I remember watching that game, too. Cardinals pretty much had that game in hand, but they kept fumbling it away. I think there was a turn. Brian Urlacher ran back a touchdown. But the game was close, and the Cardinals really should have won. I mean, Dennis Green was not the coach he was in Minnesota. He didn't have the talent that he had in Minnesota. you know, don't forget, he had Chris Carter, Randy Moss. And even in Arizona, he did have Larry Fitzgerald, but, I mean, that was before Kurt Warner was quarterback down there. I actually think Matt Leinart was the quarterback when Dennis Green was there. So to tell you, you know, the difficulty he had personnel-wise down there. But now, speaking of the Arizona Cardinals, they also have and some improvement because they got, they had Carson Palmer, but they signed him to an extension, really had a great season this year. And so he's doing that. And so that brings us to football. Preseason has started. Preseason games have started already. So that's going on. No more news. The only sort of big news that I heard, if you're a Cowboy fan, Dez Bryant, you know, kind of gave everybody a scare, I think, hurting his, was it ankle, knee? But he seems to be okay. Ezekiel Elliott is still coming along. Joey Bosa still has not signed with the, or he hasn't shown up to camp for the Chargers. There's talk about him now, Joey Bosa, out of Ohio State, just re-entering the draft next year, taking the year. I mean, isn't that what Clowney sort of did? If I remember correctly, Clowney did that for the Texans. He pretty much like sat out a year, which I'm surprised you don't see. I mean, I don't know, maybe it's just the position, you know, defensive lineman. You're in the trenches, you know, your size, your ability, you have some really, you know, some desired skills. You know, you have the leniency to, you know, the leverage to be like, you know what? I'll come back when it favors me. Where if you're a wide receiver, there's 100,000 of you, so you better, you know, separate yourself. Where, you know, a very skilled and talented defensive lineman, especially defensive end, you know, if you show that you have otherworldly skills, you can leverage yourself into a very good situation. So I'm surprised that I think you might be seeing more of this, you know, Joey Bosa and Clowney, you know, pulling this where it's, you know, I think I'll go back, I'll sit out a year. It's not going to hurt me. It might hurt my draft stock, but it's not going to hurt me physically. And especially when you're in the trenches and you get beat up like they do so many times, you know, that's something to really keep an eye out for. So that's happening. So that's going on. We have another phone call we're going to go to. This one comes to us from, where does this one come from? Irvine, California. So let's hope that this call has to do with some sports topic.
Hi, Mr. Rivera. It's June. I'm calling from Pacific Beneficial. We're one of Quicken Loans Wholesale Mortgage Partners, and I was giving you a call because Quicken believes you may be better served with a representative in Southern California and benefit from wholesale pricing for your home's refinance. There's no cost or obligation to speaking with us. We'd like a few minutes of your time to discuss your specific goals and present you with our best wholesale options for your review. Please give me a call when you have a few moments. My direct line here in Irvine, California is 949. Once again, 949. Look forward to hearing from you and hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.
Nope, nothing to do with sports. however, if you would like to call and be a part of the show, not like these jokers, our number is 626-427-7678. Also to do with our show, our Everyman Sports Fantasy Football League is starting up again soon. It's fantasy football time along with the start of the NFL season. So the Everyman Sports League is coming. We might have some openings. If you are interested in joining the Everyman Sports Fantasy Football League, we will keep track of it on the podcast. Some of our guests are a part of the league. My wife Lee, my friend Alex, my friend Aaron, who have all been guests on the show, will be part. So if you'd like to be part, you know, send me a tweet at Everyman Sports on Twitter. You can email me everymansports@gmail.com. You can even call the number 626-427-7678. Let me know you're interested, you know, and give me all your information that we can send you an invite and you can join the league. However, I did just have my own personal fantasy football draft. You know, I do my personal one and I do the Everyman Sports League. I'm also doing another league with some other friends, so I'll keep keep you up to date on that. I just had my first draft. I do mine through Yahoo mainly, but I can do pretty much any. This is my personal drafting strategy. Quarterbacks first. You know, now people are moving away from the running backs in the draft. They're not as highly rated as they had been in the past. I think right now Ezekiel Elliott is the highest ranked running back. But now it's all about the wide receivers. Odell Beckham Jr., Antonio Brown, Julio Jones. The big wide receivers are finally getting their due. And it's because, first of all, you know, the running back, it's all a lot of running back by committees. You know, a lot of question marks with these running backs. You know, they get injured very easily. They constantly get the work. And then they're also sharing their time with somebody else. Whereas a wide receiver, you know, who's 6'1", 6'2", against a defensive back who's 5'9", 5'10", who have these great skills of ball catching. I mean, just look at Odell Beckham Jr. There's a lot more playmaking ability with them, and a lot more points to be gained, especially in points per reception league, PPR leagues, or even half PPR leagues. So with that, though, I do value wide receivers more highly than running backs. I took my running back. I almost always take my running backs much later in the draft. This one is a little bit harder, though. If I'm doing other drafts and I'm seated first or second, I would probably go wide receiver. However, sitting in the fifth position, sixth position, middle of the draft, quarterback is where I go. I've always gone quarterback first as much as I can, because that's one you're going to get a lot out of them. And even a wide receiver is more likely to go down than a quarterback will. So my lineup, as it stands right now, because I'm very big on waiver wire week to week, I'll look, see who could really make a difference. So I went with Cam Newton, and Jameis Winston is my backup. For my wide receivers, I have Jordy Nelson, who will come off the PUP list. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers to Jordy Nelson for the last couple of years has been automatic, 70 yards and a touchdown. Absolutely. So Jordy Nelson, Amari Cooper, Oakland's got a very good offense. I got Jeremy Maclin, not one I'm really keen on keeping. I'll take a look and see how it goes, but we'll go. My backup wide receiver there is Kamar Aiken out of Baltimore. It's a little break from my tradition. I usually say no players from bad teams. But he's, you know, wide receiver. You can kind of get away with that, and he's really the only one. My running backs are Chris Ivory, Matt Jones, and Amir Abdullah in Detroit. I know Jacksonville's talking about Chris Ivory and T.J. Yeldon in a running back by committee, but I've seen what Chris Ivory can do. He's a power back. He might get the lion's share of it. Matt Jones, we'll see. He might be one that I don't. He's not going. He might not be on my team after the third week, but I'll see. That's a late round pick for me. Amir Abdullah, same thing. I picked him last year, and you know he was gone not long into the season. So, and then at tight end, I have Travis Kelce with Jacob Tammy as my backup. My defense is the Denver defense. I also like to get defenses high. Get a high-ranked defense. You can get. I know that a lot of players in fantasy football aren't really keen on defenses. I'm big on defenses because they can get you a lot of points some week, especially really good shutdown defenses. And Denver has a really good defense. Cincinnati is my backup. And for my kickers, I have Dan Bailey, most accurate kicker in history. Why not? And Chandler. Oh boy, I don't know how to say it. It's the Arizona kicker, Chandler Catanzaro. Kenton Zero. I'm very bad at that. So that's mine. I'll keep you up to date with the Everyman Sports Fantasy Football League. Again, contact me if you'd like to be a part. But speaking of the phones, let's go back to them and let's see if anybody wants to talk about fantasy football.
Hello. Hi, this is Leo Gardner. I'll be there tomorrow to mow the lawn. So I don't know if you can leave me that check tomorrow. So I didn't pick up the $40 last time, so I don't know if it's still there, or I don't know, but it's got to be $60 for tomorrow. If you have any question, please call me back. My phone number is 951. Thank you. Good night.
That was definitely not fantasy football related, nor sports related. So I apologize again. I don't know who I'm apologizing. I'm sure if you're listening, you're getting a little kick out of this. However, if you'd like to contribute to the show, you can call 626-427-7678 and leave a message and talk. That call came from Riverside, California. Riverside, California, home to several athletes at the from the USA for the Rio Olympics, which has been going well. Hasn't been too many catastrophes, at least outside the venues. I mean, although the judo bronze medal winner was attacked and mugged while hanging out on a Copacabana beach at night. Some of the athletes have been having the agony of defeat with broken legs and falling on their heads and just generally some difficulty. However, the Americans are doing quite well, as one would usually figure. They're leading the medal count. Currently, the medal count is 35, followed by China at 29. Americans still lead in the gold as well, and they have been dominating in the pool. Katie Ledecky has been every event she's, I think I saw a stat. Every event she's ever competed in, she's won a medal. And this was the first time that she had ever gotten a silver. So, and all the other times have been gold. So, she's been doing really well. Michael Phelps continuing his legacy. Was he at 23 medals? Absolutely, absolutely amazing. The women's volleyball, beach volleyball, has been doing so well. The all-around gymnastics, my goodness. You know, they have the nickname the Final Five because the famous gymnastics head coach, I forget her name, this is her last year, so this was the last team she put together. So it's a big deal for them. They want to let that be known. So, you know, the Olympics have been going very well for the Americans, and they've been doing really well. And we haven't even gotten to the track and field yet, where the Americans usually do well. I mean, the Americans even did well in women's cycling, which is hard to imagine. And just because that's not our bit, like basketball, we've obviously been dominating it. Women's soccer, women's basketball, you know, we do very well in swimming. All the ones that you figured, and even then, like commentators were saying, like they weren't expecting the swimmers to be ready just yet. But, you know, they might have been one Olympic away, but no, they've been doing very well. And so that's been good. So we have one final phone call. Let's hope it has anything to do with the topic at hand.
Solomon, this is Hume Earth with eXp Realty. Reaching out to you, could you call me at 505? Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.
Well, no. No, not related at all to what we're talking about. Yeah, that call was from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I'd like to know where some of my listeners are listening from. So if you could call, 626-427-7678, leave a message, even if you want to be as silly as that. But please, sports related would be pretty interesting, I guess. If you're listening to it, you might be listening because we're talking about sports. So, all right, well, thank you very much for listening. Next time we'll have guests. Next time we'll probably preview the NFL season more in depth. So thank you very much. Andrew, please take it away.
This has been another episode of Everyman Sports. The show's music is Cold Funk by Kevin MacLeod and is licensed under CC Attribution 3.0. Everyman Sports can be found on Facebook.com, where you can like it to receive updates and news. Visit Everyman Sports in the iTunes Store to leave a review of the show. Also, visit everymansports.podbean.com directly to comment and support. Everyman Sports can be contacted directly at everymansports@gmail.com.